I never got any explanation for these orders. We were only told that this group of houses, five or six houses, were now property of the U.S. military, and we had to go in and make those families leave those houses. So we went to these houses and informed the families that those homes were no longer their homes. We provided them no alternative, nowhere to go, no compensation. And they are very confused and very scared and did not know what to do and would not leave. So we had to remove them from those houses. One family in particular, a woman with two small girls, a very elderly man and two middle-aged men, we dragged them from their houses and threw them onto the street and arrested the men because they refused to leave. Arrested the old man and sent them off to prison. And at that time, I didn't know what happened to people when we tied their hands behind their back and put a sandbag on their head. But unfortunately, a few months later, I had to find out. We were short interrogators, so I was assigned to work as an interrogator. And this particular detainee, when I was sent to interrogate him, he was stripped down to his underwear, hands behind his back, and sandbag on his head. I never actually saw this man's face. My job was to take this metal folding chair and just smash it against the wall next to his head. He was faced against the wall with his nose touching the wall, while a fellow soldier screamed the same question over and over again. No matter what his answer, my job was to slam the chair against his wall. We did this until basically we got tired, and I was told to make sure he stood against the wall for however long, and I was guarding this prisoner, and my job was to make sure he kept standing up, but something was wrong with his leg. He was injured, and he kept like falling to the ground, and the sergeant in charge would come and tell me to get him up off his feet, so I'd have to pick him up and put him against the wall. And he kept going down. I just have to keep pulling him up and putting him against the wall. And my sergeant came along, and he was upset with me for not, you know, making him continue to stand. He picked him up and slammed him against the wall several times. And then he left, and when the man went down on the ground again, I noticed blood pouring down from under the sandbag. And so I let him sit, and when I noticed my sergeant coming again, I would tell him quickly to stand up. And then I realized that I was supposed to be guarding my unit from this detainee, and at that point I realized I was guarding the detainee from my unit. And I tried hard to be proud of my service, but all I could feel was shame, and racism could no longer mask the reality of the occupation. These were people, these were human beings. I've since been plagued by guilt anytime I see an elderly man, like the one who couldn't walk, who he rolled onto a stretcher and told the Iraqi police to take him away. I feel guilt anytime I see a mother with her children, like the one who cried hysterically and screamed that we are worse than Saddam as we forced her from her home. I feel guilt anytime I see a young girl, like the one I grabbed by the arm and dragged into the street. We are told we are fighting terrorists. The real terrorist was me, and the real terrorism is this occupation.